Hi guys, I'm Leonard O'Neill and I am here to give you some news. This is Orion Rising News. Okay, so I've decided instead of doing full-length shows, which I'm still going to continue doing, but I'm also going to hit you guys with some of these updates on a smaller scale, so a lot shorter, so I can nail some bullet points real quick instead of continuing on to do a full hour or, you know, even further, and then still do that when I have all kinds of stuff to show you on the screen. So I told you guys I was going to find out about this hydroxychloroquine and find out who it is that is making it. Well, there is a couple of companies. I heard that it was being made as a generic as well. Okay. But I do know that there's one particular company, and I don't have the name readily available right this second. It's Sanofi, and they make the major brand name of hydroxychloroquine. And I can't think of the name of that right now, but they show you that on the video that I played for you guys the other day. Now, remember I said, why is it that those people aren't making enough of the drug? Okay, well, I found out a couple of reasons. One, I found out that that the most of the caregivers, doctors and the like, and people in the VA, the doctors and the staff, have all started taking that drug as a prophylactic, like the president is. So, because I've heard from many people who have, like lupus and other autoimmune diseases, that now they're having a hard time trying to find it. And I thought, well, why is that? Did they stop production? No, they didn't. But secretly behind the scenes, these people are taking the medication. Okay. So it's becoming harder to find because there's a ton of people around the world that are wanting to take it because they're all doctors and nurses and the like. So these companies are making a butt ton of it. They're claiming they're making as much as they can. However, when I looked up that Sanofi company, if I'm saying that right, I think I am, company that, as it turns out, they're also making two of the 18 vaccines. So they're trying to make a vaccine and they're vying for the American money from the federal government to have their vaccine be the one that they use. So they have a dog in the hunt, they have two. So just like Anthony Fauci, which I think that might be the company that he has some stock in because it sounds familiar. I could be wrong, don't quote me. But however, the company that he has stock in is doing the same thing. So these guys that are out there that are in control of making this are purposely not making enough of it. They want to make the money off of it. But they know that right now it's not as much money as they would gain from the vaccine and the cure, see, or just the shot that they give you once a year. So again, big pharmaceutical companies screwing over and letting people die because they want to make big bucks. Okay, so it's business as usual, status quo, people. And you know what, when we think about this now, how many friends and family members do you have that died unnecessarily from this coronavirus? Okay, they didn't need to die, and that's what's happening. They're letting that happen, because if they weren't, they'd be going, look, this thing actually does work and we know it, why don't we just give this to everybody? But they're not. Why is that? I heard them talk about that on the news today, and one of the guys said, since when did the progressive left ever complain about drugs? Right? These guys are on more drugs than anybody else on the face of the earth. The vitamins, the vitamin B shots, all this stuff, the diet pills that the doctors are prescribing so the movie stars stay thin and look good, the Botox they're shoving into every orifice they have so that they look purdy, they look like hookers, right? So then all of a sudden, Donald Trump makes some comment about this hydroxychloroquine, and now he's evil, and how dare he go down that road. What the fuck is your problem? It's big pharma, right? You guys, all of a sudden, you guys are worried about drugs. This is, oh, I can't believe he's doing that. Guess what? They found out that not just Donald Trump, but they found out that the reason there's a shortage is because all doctors across the world are doing it. and they're also giving it to their nursing staff. Okay? So everybody's taking it as a prophylactic so they don't get it. So what does that tell you? That tells you that they all believe that that shit works. Okay? And then they go, oh, side effects, side effects. This drug was tested in 1957 and approved by the Food and Drug Administration, approved by everybody on the face of the earth, including the CDC, including the Environmental Impact Agency. And it was proven that people could take this for decades in a lifetime, and only a few things happen, just like normal things. When you take an aspirin, you can get the runs from it. Okay, you can get nauseated from an aspirin. These are the same things that happen. Oh no, there's one that says you could get heart disease and die. There's always one that says you can get heart disease and die. You can drink Coca-Cola and get heart disease and die. You can eat bacon and get a heart disease and die. The odds of that are greater than taking from this drug. So you have these people who are out there who are saying that this stuff, there's no definitive proof whenever they say that, guys, or it's laughable, right? It's anecdotal evidence, right? Whenever you hear those words, that's talking points. Those are words that are being fed by the cabal. Those are the words like when they say there's no definitive proof of that. There hasn't been a clinical study. It's anecdotal. We don't know what the long-term effects are going to be. It's like the federal government, when you're involved in the federal government and some spy agency, and you kind of been outed, but you're not quite out, and they want to bring you back in. As soon as they say to you, where are you, son? We'll come and get you. That's when you fucking run. Because they want to know where you are, because they're going to send in a wet team to fucking kill your ass. Okay? It's the same thing. It's when they're gaslighting you. Don't worry, son. We'll take it from here. Just wait here and you'll get your reward. Wet team. Bye-bye. Okay? It's the same thing. There is no definitive proof. As soon as they say that word, that's no. No. Because they say that about anything natural, too. Pardon me while I get a drink of my water. They've already deemed that nothing that can't be synthesized, meaning anything that happens naturally in nature, they won't accept that as medication. Look it up. Look it up what the FDA says. Because they can't synthesize it and charge you money for it. Okay? I can make an antibiotic out of like four different ingredients that you put in food. No joke, I've done it. Okay? A lot of people do. Okay, but they're not going to call that an antibiotic because you can do it. Anyone can do it because it's ingredients, it's spices. Think about that. Okay, that's why that guy wrote that book, all the things that they don't want you to know about, you know, and they made him say, in my opinion, after every sentence, because they sued him over it, because, he was saying, they were claiming that he was claiming all these things were like a doctor would, and he couldn't do that because he's not a doctor, so he had to say, in my opinion, and right after that, the book sales went down because he had to say, in my opinion, and then he ended up moving on to another thing, but he made a lot of money, and the things that he said in there were actually true. They were actually true. Okay, those things really do work, but like everything else, and the drug, and they'll tell you that on a commercial, like everything else, they say some things vary from person to person. Not all people have the same outcome. That's the way it is with everything, and they give disclaimers. If you read the little fine print on your television, it says that there too. Okay, so they're basically hyping up that and saying that about, like, say, the hydroxychloroquine because Donald Trump's taking it. And they're pointing out the same thing, that their little drug that they have for everything else has a little fine print that says the same thing. Have you ever watched when they do the mouthwash and they say this gets rid of 99.999% of all bacteria? And you look on the screen, there's always that one little dot, two dots left somewhere, because they can't guarantee that anything does anything 100%. Because nothing does anything 100%, people. It's varied by your DNA. Everything that you take. Aspirin may not do as much to me as it does to you. Why? Because I'm a human being and we build up tolerances to everything. So if I take more aspirin than you do, then you are going to be able to take less aspirin and have it work better than me. If I drink more alcohol than you, I'm going to be able to drink more alcohol and you're going to drink less and get drunk, and I'm going to have to take more because I drink more. I have a tolerance to it. Any drug is the same way. And I don't mean illegal drugs, but yes, everything is the same way. Okay. That's why people become addicted to things and do more and more and more, because it takes more and more and more for them to feel the effect that they did when they first did it. First time I took a drag off a cigarette, I was higher than a kite. Woohoo! Love that feeling. Chased that feeling like crack the rest of my life when I smoked, till I quit. Okay? Crack's the same way. The first high you get, you chase that high for the rest of your life until you quit, because you never get the same high again. Okay? That's the truth with all things. So all things vary. Whether it's going to work on you or not varies. So these people are, first of all, the ones who make the drug are not, they're saying we're making as many as we can, but they're still working on other things. Do you see? So they got labs that are working more diligently trying to find two cures that they're working on, two separate ones, because they got their name in the vat and the hat to get the money, the contract from the federal government of the United States of America or any other government that wants to pay them. Highest bidder. Same thing with Anthony Fauci's company that he is invested in. Okay? So these guys are lying to you. They're also trying to scare you with this. And I said this, okay? And I'm going to talk about this on my show, on the next show that I do, probably Wednesday show or Thursday or Friday or next Monday show, because I heard today that there's like 100 million people in China that are now about to be on lockdown again from a second wave. That's even bigger than the first one. I told you just the other day, okay? Just the other day on Monday, I said, unless they reintroduce this, which I wouldn't be surprised. So don't be surprised if it's reintroduced to the United States of America by the cabal, because why? They're trying to kill the middle class of this country. I said that on Monday. Who's really locked down? Only the middle class. Okay, let's get back to hydroxychloroquine. So these guys, A, have a freaking dog in the hunt. B, all of the people at the VA have been giving it to the people in the VA and their own staff all around the United States, plus all the hospitals. So for those of you out there who have lupus and a few other things, I apologize to you guys. You're in the middle of it, but hopefully they'll ramp it up and it'll soon be over. I call to anyone out there who can get this to those people who make the thing generically. Turn up the steam and let's get this thing pumping, okay? So there's that. So they have been prescribing it. They all know that it works. They're giving it out, okay? But now if I want it, I can't get it because the pharmacists don't want to give it out because the cabal doesn't want to get it out to the people, okay? Because they don't want you to be immune to it because they're planning a second wave, people. Second wave, watch. And if your immune system's weak because you've been sitting in your house forever, guess what? You're going to be more susceptible. Vitamin C, people, zinc, vitamin D3, and everyone goes, oh, ooh, it has rat poison. Yes, there's a portion of the vitamin D3 that they use, but it's a calcium, okay? Everything, you have to understand that everything that we use in chemistry is either a phosphate or a sulfate or, you know, or a sodium, okay? Those things are different kinds of acids. So that portion of the thing that they use as rat killer doesn't do any damage to the human race. Conspiracy theorists love to get caught on that stuff and go, look out, it's got rat poison as an ingredient. No, it doesn't. It just has vitamin D3, and that's one of those oxys that is a chlorophyll something or other. I forgot what it's called. I was reading it yesterday. And that particular chemical doesn't kill us. It's not poisonous to the human race. It's like you guys freaking out about 5D. Unless they jack a signal onto a piggyback signal onto 5D, the 5D signal itself is not in a range that is damaging to the human race. Look it up. But if they do piggyback some signal onto it, then yes, it can be weaponized. So I'm not saying that everybody out there who's talking about 5D and how dangerous it is, that you guys are kooks, because it could be piggybacked on. Everything can be. I mean, the television, you don't know it, but I know that there's a signal in there. Every channel that's on has their own signal that's making some sort of noise and an image in the background that you don't see because they overlay the picture and the sound over it. But it's there, and that's how they pick up when you have a Nielsen ratings. If you work for Nielsen ratings, that's how they pick up what you're watching. They hear that signal in the background and know what channel you're watching. That's no joke. I was told that by the people at Nielsen, okay? I'm not even kidding you, because I actually worked for Nielsen for 2 years. Not anymore, so now I can tell you I did it, okay? But starting 3 years ago, and then 2 years ago and a year ago, up until that point, I worked for Nielsen Ratings, and they recorded everything that I did on the internet, everything I listened to, the whole nines, okay? And they explained to me how it all works, and that's how it works. So there's a signal that is piggybacked on. There's a signal there that's coming in that you don't hear or see. And every now and then, if the commercial doesn't play and it doesn't go to the black screen and it shows the what channel you're on, if there's a signal that you hear in audio, that's the actual picture that they hear. Sometimes that comes on. There was one for NBC, I think, that came on and it was going, ding, 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 ding. And each time the picture got brighter and brighter. That was the actual signal that's in the background. Somebody forgot to put something in that slot for 5 seconds. And they actually played it and went, oh, there it is. That's what they actually hear. It's going on all the time in your head. And you just don't know it. Okay, because you have the television playing actual shit. Isn't that crazy? Okay. So there was my little mini news for the day, okay, about the hydroxychloroquine. And then, of course, other stuff that I'm giving you some tidbits, because that's going to be probably on my show later, right? Okay, guys. So these little guys will be coming out. I'll be doing these at least once a day to throw stuff out there. So that some of you don't want to watch that whole, 60 minutes or 120 minutes worth of my show, you can get these little tidbits, as well. So, you know, if you like it, you know, subscribe to the channel and hit the little bell. If it's one of those things that I go live and it's the whole show, you can go, okay, I'm not really interested in the show. But if it's one of these little news, Orion Rising news tidbits, I'll have some good stuff for you. And I'm going to continue talking about the cabal, talking about, you know, everything. And then going forward, I'll just be talking about, you know, stuff that's going on in the news that you need to know about, like our being locked in, our lockdown, and especially the fight with the cabal and the stuff that's going on with that. But there'll be more stuff that I'll be talking about on quick little segments. Okay. I'm going to be doing more on the guys from over the girls from the Czech Republic talking about EBE Oli, the extraterrestrial biological entity Oli. They've been feeding me all kinds of stuff. I haven't done any shows for almost a year. I have all kinds of good stuff. So I'll be doing shows on that going forward. And I might even be doing just quick little tidbits like this on that to give you updates. Okay. But I'll be doing this stuff going forward. So if you like it, subscribe to the channel, hit the little bell, guys, because that's the only way you're going to know when I post one of these, because that's the way to do it. I won't be premiering these like I do the show, so it'll come to you, and the little bell hits, it won't say a premiere will say that's one of the shows that I do that's going to be a 60 minute show or 120 minute show or however long that I decide to go with the show. Usually they're just 60 minutes long, and I still have those slots. I'm doing Friday night Law of One until that's done, and then I usually do a Monday and a Wednesday show, and all that comes on at 4 p.m West Coast America time. I live in California, so it's out here West Coast America time, 4 p.m. You can extrapolate out from that to wherever it is that you live on the planet. All right, guys, have a good day.